And can you explain the process of the motion?
At the moment within the Anglican Church, women can be made deacons. They can also be made priests. But in the way their ministry is structured, they cannot yet become bishops. And the recent vote was to enable them to become bishops.
Okay, and why is this a triumphant event?
There have been discussions about women's ministry for a long, long time in the church, because this, particularly with the Anglican Church, this isn't just about changing what the church can or cannot do, because it's the established faith of Britain and it's tied in with the state. It's actually a legal change as well. Already it causes some division in the church. For instance, in the church in America, the Anglican Church, the Episcopal Church in America, they already have women bishops, whereas in other parts of the Anglican Communion, in other countries in the world, they're very much against it. So it's still very much a hot potato, if I can put it that way.
Okay, and who opposes the idea that women should be allowed to be bishop?
The first group is a kind of a right-wing end of the church, where they believe that men only can be priests, and these are very much usually described as Anglo-Catholics, and they would find it very, very difficult to allow woman authority in the church. Evangelical groups within the Church of England would also say, no, we think that leadership is a male thing and therefore would oppose it. I think for those in the middle, we look at it and we say, this is very strange. We live in the 21st century where we speak a lot about equality, and we think, well, actually, shouldn't the church take some responsibility to mirror society?
If the proposed legislation is successful, how do you think it will affect the Anglican community internationally?
Internationally, it will have an impact. There are, as I've already mentioned, places where there are already women bishops, and there are places where there won't be women bishops for a long time yet to come. So there will be a great debate, because the Anglican churches, what's called the Anglican communions in each of the independent nation states, come together in the Anglican Communion and have discussions with the Archbishop of Canterbury, and that will cause some very interesting topics to be raised.